Our first speaker, Angela Leven, has been an extremely successful feature writer at The Observer, Daily Mail, Daily Telegraph. Commended twice in the British Press Awards, she has written biographies of everyone from Peter Cook, Dudley Moore, to Margaret Thatcher, and Prince Harry, where she got to talk to him at length in private. And her latest book is about the Queen, Camilla, from outcast to Queen Consort, Angela Leven.
Back a little bit, then everybody can see me. Well, I can see you, actually. The first time I met the now Queen Camilla, who was actually 76 yesterday, was in 2015 when I was going to write a piece for a magazine. And they said to me, where would you like to go with her? And I said, well, I don't know wherever she'd like to take me. And they said, well, what about a day going to rape centres? And I thought to myself, good heavens, that's an amazing thing for someone to do, because you can't say, have you come far, or how was your holiday, or any of those sort of simple things. So I went along, and it's custom that if you're meeting someone who's royal, you get there first. I went round and asked the women who looked, you know, very anxious and strained, and I said, you know, are you pleased that the Duchess, because she was that then, is here? And they said, but no, not interested. I couldn't care. Anyway, she arrived. She arrived from climbing up a ladder, coming through the window, because she didn't want, it was a safe house, and she didn't want anybody seeing her coming through the front door. And the most extraordinary thing to do, and the window was opened for her on the top floor. She came in. She was roaring with laughter. She thought it was incredibly funny. So it changed the atmosphere of the room enormously. And I thought, you know, what an extraordinary woman to do that, putting herself in that sort of way. Anyway, she went round to talk to all the people. And they, when she went, I went round afterwards and spoke to them and said, you know, what did you think? And all the people who said couldn't care less said to me, she's extraordinary. She's made me feel better than 6 months with a therapist. She's incredible. She's amazing. She really understood. And I thought, I've got to write a biography of this woman, but I have to time it. And I waited until it was the second series of The Crown, decided that I hated how they had presented her. And then I thought that Harry's going to be awful about her as well. And so I tried to build the time that it would be interesting to come out and see what she was really like. So that's what I did. I also decided that I didn't want it to be about me describing her and saying how I felt and what I saw. I wanted to talk to the people who she'd known for a very long time. So I spoke to about 50 or 60 of her friends, her previous staff, all sorts of people, about what they thought about her. Meanwhile, I would go on various engagements and get invited to Clara's house and so on. But I thought it's very interesting to hear what other people say. And it got a little bit entangled because they were all saying very much the same thing. She's not at all phony. She's not a snob. And I thought, well, I can't go through this book. Right, she's not a phony, she's not a snob. It sort of developed, and I've discovered that she doesn't like to be in the spotlight. And I think that was one of the things, and I'm not saying that Diana wasn't important in that, but it was one of the things that people found quite difficult, because she's not shy, but she doesn't want to push herself forward. And of course, we've seen now how supportive she is of King Charles. And she feels that's what her main aim is. But when you see her on her own and she goes into an engagement, again, like rape or domestic violence or one of these things that are very unpalatable, you would imagine, for the royal family, you realise how powerful she is. And during COVID, she was absolutely extraordinary because she didn't want to sort of sit down and watch TV, or she would read a book, but she didn't want to do that all the time. She knew that old people on their own, would feel terrible. And she would spend hours getting phone calls from charities who looked after old people to talk to her. She would always crack a joke. She's very self-deprecating, and she sort of hides herself behind this sort of humorous barrier. And the more you spend with her, the more you like her. I certainly found that, and that she's very warm and she's very interested in you. She doesn't just pretend that you're there for 30 seconds and move on to the next one. She really wants to know how you are. And King Charles has said many a time that you have to be careful, because in 10 minutes she can get your whole life story out. She really does enjoy that. She's adored Charles for a very long time, and going through all that difficult time when she was called the most wicked woman in the world, she's come through without any grudge. It's very unusual, I think, when people attack you so much that you don't hold them to that, that you understand it. And I think that's how she's been able to cope with Harry, that she won't say a bad word about him. She was very cross if she says something about King Charles, but if it's about her, she just either goes to read a book, because she feels that books take her into another land and it's a different place, and also that she time passes. And I think that with the Queen, who refused to have anything to do with her for a long time, found that eventually she was an exceptional woman and with great qualities, and felt very strongly about the United Kingdom and the Commonwealth, and did her very best to broaden out. And I think that she hasn't tried to be a grandmother, but she's very friendly with those little ones who were delicious if you watch them on Sunday. And she is she just cares about people and does for women what a lot of people wouldn't be able to do within the royal family. But now at 76, you know, it's quite an age, and she's working still very hard. And the engagement she wants to do are about literacy. Her father brought her up to read and read and read, and that's what she feels will help people get somewhere in this world. And also the protection and encouragement for women. She's extraordinary, and when somebody said to her, "Don't you feel it's about time that you should give it up?" she said what Richard Ingram said, and we all know that he set up the magazine here. She said that there's still plenty of snap in our celery. She sort of quoted him on that one. And I think that's what she feels. She does ballet. She does that remotely. She's got lots of friends who do it with her. And she used to love horse riding. She's given that up. She loves horses and dogs in particular. And I just found that there was nobody really who disliked her and appreciated what she was doing for the country. And I hope if you get the book, you will feel that too. So it's not me. It's lots of other people who are saying what they think about her and telling stories.